بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the most important rule, I don't even say one of the most important, it is the most important rule in understanding and studying and benefiting from Islam is the rule of adab, of respect. The way we approach the deen must be through respect, in a respectful manner. Now, in a respectful manner is not left to our devices to figure out and to decide what it means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us this, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us this. For example, if you look at the ayat relating to Musa alayhi salam's being chosen as a prophet, as a Nabi, as a Rasul, when he went to the valley of Tuwa, the first and foremost instruction that is given to Musa alayhi salam, even before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced himself Jalla Jalaluhu, is to say, فَخْلَعْنَا عَلَيْكَ, take off your shoes. And only after that, إِنَّكَ بِالْوَادِ الْمُقَدَّسِ طُوَى, verily you are in the sacred valley of Tuwa. And after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, إِنَّنِي أَنَا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنَا فَعْبُدْنِي وَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِ. Allah said, verily I am Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu, and establish salah for my dhikr, for my remembrance. Now, the point here I want to make here is that it begins with adab. You are in a sacred place, so take off your shoes. The sign of adab is to take our shoes off when we are in a sacred place. Now, this extends throughout to everything in Islam and in deen. So, if we want to study Islam, if we want to benefit from Islam, then the first and foremost thing that we need to do is to behave respectfully with regard to the religion. Now, what are these minimum requirements of respect? And I'm saying minimum requirements because without this, if you say or do things, then it means that you are being disrespectful. The minimum requirements of respect, first and foremost, is that when you are sitting, especially in the masjid, that this applies even otherwise, but especially in the masjid, if you are sitting, then do not extend your feet towards the Qibla. Now, you might say, well, you know, I have a problem with my knees, I can't bend my knees, no problem, sit on a chair. If you cannot fold your legs and sit, then sit on a chair, there's no problem. But do not sit with your feet extended towards the Qibla. In that case, it might also be towards the Imam. If the Imam is there, it might be towards, if a class is going on, usually the teacher would be sitting in front of the congregation. So your feet would be extended towards the teacher. So extending your feet, extending your feet is a sign of disrespect. To show your feet to somebody is a sign of disrespect. And please understand, Islamic laws do not change because you are in America or France or Germany or Australia or New Zealand. Islamic laws are not restricted to the Middle East and to India or Pakistan or something. Islamic laws are Islamic laws. Islam is a universal religion. Our Rabb is not Rabbul Muslimin, he is Rabbul Alameen. Our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not Rahmatulil Muslimin, he is Rahmatulil Alameen. The Kitab of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is not Hudalil Muslimin, it is Hudalil Nas. It is guidance for all of mankind. Therefore, it is important for us to understand that our rules of adab, our rules of behavior, our rules, our manners are universal. They are not restricted and they are not confined to a geography. So when you are sitting in the masjid, make sure that you are sitting in a way which is respectful, and that means do not extend your feet towards the Qibla. That's one. Second thing is that the way you dress must also be dress which is respectful. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to wear very elaborate clothing, but it means that clothing must completely cover all parts of your body, and it must be loose. So, wearing skin-tight clothes and so on and showing off your efforts in the gym, this is not permissible. The rule of no skin-tight clothing and clothing which should conceal, they should not be transparent, is not applicable only to women. It is applicable to women and men both. So, it is very important for us to understand that. So, wear clothing which is completely fully covered. Now, in many cases I have seen that people wear shorts, and these are not very short. They come down to the knees, but they do not cover the knee, especially when the person is sitting in tashahud. The knee is completely exposed. Please understand that the minimum requirement of for the man is of clothing for the man is from above the navel to below the knee. So, the navel and the knee must both be completely covered in every position. It's not only to be covered while the person is standing, whether the person is standing or sitting or lying down, whatever, this thing has to be covered. This is the satar. Now, if it gets uncovered, and if you are in salah, and in the salah, during the salah, if this satar gets uncovered, then your salah becomes invalid. So, you will have to then pray again, right? You have to repeat your salah with the proper clothing. So, don't do that to yourself. Please ensure that you wear clothing which completely covers. If you are wearing shorts, no problem, you can wear shorts. But wear shorts which are long enough to cover your knees in a position of tashahud. So, if you really want to get very serious about this, sit in a position of tashahud. Tell someone to sit opposite you and look at you. Because when you are sitting in tashahud many times, your knee will get uncovered. You will not be able to see it because of the angle of your sight. So, let somebody in front of you tell you that, or put your phone there on a stand and you know, take a movie of it or something. Very simple thing, just wear things which are longer. Wear things which come down to the middle of your calf, for example. Right? So, that's important. Because otherwise, your salah becomes invalid. So, also with wearing hipster trousers and so on, may Allah protect us from ourselves. In many cases, the person goes into ruku or into sujood, and literally, I mean, his whole backside gets exposed. And this is very shameful. So, please understand that. Then, in terms of referring, when you refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, always ensure that you say subhanahu wa ta'ala, say jalla jalaluhu, don't just simply say Allah, 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 Allah said this, Allah said that. Please understand this, there is no urgency, nothing is going to happen, the house is not going to catch fire. When you are referring to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make sure that you refer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a way which is respectful. The minimum requirement is you say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah jalla jalaluhu, Allah jalla shanuhu. You know, so some way in which you express the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the case of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, extremely important that you say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even better, you say Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Right? Now, minimum is to say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, you say Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Please, please, please never ever just say Rasulullah, Rasulullah, or even worse, don't just say Muhammad said this, Muhammad said that, Na'uz billah, Astaghfirullah al-Azim. When I hear that, sometimes it's like somebody is slapping me in the face every time he says Muhammad, la hawla wa quwwata illa billah. Please. And very important, many of us who speak English, I have heard many people saying, the Prophet said this, the Prophet said that. What Prophet? Don't you have a connection with him? You just say, the Prophet said this? No, please, do not say something like that, right? You say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. If you need to use the word prophet, say our prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this. But there is no need. I mean, even if you are speaking English, you can say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, many times people feel, oh, but you know, I'm speaking to others who don't understand. That is very good. Then use Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because it opens the door for that person to ask you a question, and that opens the door to dawah. So what is wrong with that? Right? So with respect to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ensure that you are saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are saying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You are never ever saying just Rasulullah, or just Muhammad, or just the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. Don't say that alone by itself. It is gross disrespect, and may Allah protect us from ourselves. If it angers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we are in trouble. So never ever do that. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the one on whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his blessings and his salat and salam, and asked and ordered us to do likewise. Inna Allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna 'alan nabi ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu 'alayhi wa sallimu taslima. So very important for us to do that. With regard to the sahaba, to the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again, never ever simply take the name of the sahabi without saying radiyallahu anhu. If it is a man, radiyallahu anhu Umar bin Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Even better, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu. Draw your connection with them. Inshallah, if we do that enough, maybe on the day of judgment, this will become the means of our deliverance, and they will say, oh, but you see, this guy is connected to Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, so put him in Jannah. Yeah, inshallah. So say Sayyidina Muhammad, Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu, Talha and Zubair, Sayyidina Talha, Sayyidina Zubair radiyallahu anhuma. Which brings me to the second one. Firstly, if it is a male sahabi, then you say radiyallahu anhu. If it is a female, then we say radiyallahu anha. If it is you're talking about two sahaba, then you say radiyallahu anhuma. Now, two can be mentioned in two ways. One is if there are actually two people. On the other hand, you can say, for example, Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma, because both Abdullah ibn Umar and Umar ibn al-Khattab, his father, radiyallahu anhuma, both of them were Muslim, both of them were sahaba. So you say radiyallahu anhuma. But Umar ibn al-Khattab, you don't say Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhuma, because al-Khattab, the father of Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, never became Muslim. Therefore, when we say Umar ibn al-Khattab, we say radiyallahu anhu. And we say Abdullah ibn Umar ibn al-Khattab, we say radiyallahu anhuma. So, single male radiyallahu anhu, single female radiyallahu anha. If there are two, radiyallahu anhuma. This is with regard to the sahaba. So I mentioned this, please understand, make sure that you do not make the mistake of speaking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or about his companions, Ridwanullahi alayhi majma'in, without giving them the respect that is their due. Please understand, if we do that, we are really insulting ourselves. Not them, because they are beyond insult. Nobody can insult them. Nobody can insult those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored. But we are really insulting ourselves when we talk like that. It just shows that we are jahilun, and we don't want to be jahilun. So let us make sure that we address them in the correct way, and that we maintain the basic adab of the masjid and of being Muslims. Jazakumullahu khairan. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك.